Coach E. Michelle, Lady Bison basketball coach. Great win, Coach. Boy, girls fought their tails off against a broken bow team that's playing pretty good basketball. It's a foul trouble, but you got the job done in the end.
Yeah, I thought the girls really held together well in the end. You know, we got behind at the first half, and that third quarter, we really came out and made sure that, you know, we set the tone of the game a little bit more. We were a little hesitant in shooting. You know, I haven't seen that from this team. But today they were a little bit hesitant, but when it counted, they really crashed the boards and really drove the ball well.
Yeah, Bob and I both talked about it. That word hesitant. We just didn't drive the lanes. Sure, Broken Bow is a good defensive team, a lot better than some of the teams down in Louisville, but a little hesitant, but playing a better defensive team, it's going to help him, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt that this team was better than anybody we've played. So this was a really good win. I told the girls that, you know, we're proud of it because we didn't put our heads down. We could have put our heads down at halftime, and you know, and we didn't. We just kept on coming out and coming back each time. So it was a really nice win.
You had some girls, every one of them had some big shots at different times. Callie Crawford, Brooklyn Gill in second half, Malia Hilker at times. Oh, really, all four quarters, she had some big shots for you.
Yeah, I really felt like Malia played a really good ball game. She told me at the end of the game that I never took her out, so that must be the reason why, because she did a really nice job. And I thought the girls really did a good job taking, you know, the drives that they could have taken in that way, but they also distributed the ball well. They don't really care who scores, and as long as somebody does.
Big win, because as far as Southwest Conference, maybe it comes to seeding, stuff like that. You're trying to get a home game for that first round. This win will help, won't it?
Oh, yeah, and it will take care of one of them games that we lost that we shouldn't have lost. So I told the girls that if we win this one, it evens out a little bit, and we won't talk about the Norton game anymore. So they made sure that we don't talk about it anymore.
I know one of the things you talked about at times, we've talked in our pregames, is we got to do a better job against zones in our offense. It's slowly but surely starting to come around a little bit more.
Yeah, it's coming around, and really today we should have attacked their press a lot more than what we attacked it. And, you know, we were just happy with breaking it, and we should have been scoring off of it. So it should have been some easy baskets, and we left some of them on the table. But as far as when they set up in a 2-3 zone, and it was a good 2-3 zone, and it was spread apart and stuff, I thought when we got it to the high post, some really good things happen. So, you know, sometimes we messed around out in front too much and let the time run down. That's when we got in trouble. But I really felt like, you know, when we got to the high post, good things happened.
Your bench really had to use your bench rally to come through. You had some foul trouble in that second half. Some of those young ladies, Aspen Hazlett and others, really did a good job for you.
Yeah, the bench did a good job on the floor and off the floor. They did a good job cheering, and they just did a nice job coming into the game and knowing what we were doing at the time. You know, sometimes that doesn't happen, and in this game they were really on task and really focused. So I was really pleased with everybody that came off the bench.
Big one coming up on Friday, Coach. Set you up well against a good Gothenburg team coming to town on Friday.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. They're a good team, but got to beat the good teams to be a good team.
Have you watched any film whatsoever on the Swedes?
No. I'm just one game at a time kind of person, and I knew that this was a big game. I'll watch Gothenburg tonight, and we'll watch him tomorrow and have a game plan. You know, we've been preparing for Broken Bow for the last five practices. And I think that the game plan worked. We took away some of them points that, you know, we didn't press them, and that kind of took us out of the game, took our movement away from us a little bit, but we didn't press them because we didn't want to give them easy points. So we just wanted to make them have to play their offense against ours, and we'll just have to see what we have to do against Gothenburg.
9-2. Did your tenure at McCook High school, your best starts, isn't after 11 games?
Yeah, here at McCook, it's a good start, and I think the girls expect it, and that's what they should do. They're a great team, and they just need to keep on expecting good things.